Bold move.
I live on the edge.
Nice work, dumbass.
I've given some thought to moving off the edge. Not an ideal location. I get a place in the middle.
Toast! Toast! Quiet! Shut up!
I got words. I'm saying this is an auspicious day.
We all know what day it is.
Suspicious. What day is it?
A glorious day for all the proud members of the Allied Planets. Unification Day! The end of the scumbag independence. The dawn of a new galaxy. Yeah!
Captain?
Just feel the need for another drink.
Month is it?
Ching, so la you being, Kippy.
Hey, you gonna drink your alliance with me? 6 years today, the alliance sent the brown coats running, pissing their pants. You know, your coat is kind of a brownish color.
It was on sale.
You didn't toast. You know, I'm thinking you want him independence.
And I'm thinking you weren't burdened with an overabundance of schooling. So why don't we just ignore each other till we go away?
Independence were a bunch of cowardly, inbred piss pots. Should have been killed off of every world spinning.
Say that to my face.
I said, you're a coward. And a piss pot. Now what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. I just want you to face me so she could get behind you. Dogs are so cute. Oh, Jun-Chen Sugar, quite love that Jun-Chen.
Jane?
Hey, I didn't fight no war. Best of luck, though.
Why? Let's do this. Wash, we got some local color happening. Grand entrance would not go amiss.
Is Jane even awake?
Oh, that's just an acre, you fellas, isn't there? This is why we lost, you know. Superior numbers.
Thanks for the reenactment, sir.
Hey, that may kosherize rules.
I'm thinking somebody needs to put you down, dog. What do you think?
I'm thinking we'll rise again.
Every man there, go back inside, or we will blow a new crater in this little moon.
Damn, yokels can't even tell a transport ship ain't got no guns on it. Blow a new crater in this moon.
Thanks, Wash.
Nice save as always.
A pleasure.
And how are our passengers?
They're fine. So, what happened? Was there a terrible brawl?
Oddly enough, there was.
Are you getting my wife into trouble? What? I didn't start it. Just wanted a quiet drink.
Funny, sir, how you always seem to find yourself in an alliance-friendly bar come you day, looking for a quiet drink.
See, this is another sign of your tragic space dementia, all paranoid and crotchety. Breaks the heart.
Did we at least make a contact?
Ladies and menfolk, we have ourselves a job. Take us out of the world, Wash. Got us some crime to be done. About the academy.
It's not relevant.
If you can talk about what happened there. Now, I know it's hard, but the more I know, the faster you'll get better.
This isn't home.
No. No, we can't go home. If we go home, they'll just send you back to the academy. This is safer now. We're on a ship.
Mid-bulk transport. Standard radion accelerator core, class code 03-K64. Firefly.
Well, that's something. I can't even remember all that. Need a weave on that?
It's nothing.
I expect there's someone's face feels differently.
And I tell you, never hit a man with a closed fist, but it is on occasion hilarious.
I suppose so. So the fight didn't draw any attention?
No offense. Just an honest brawl between folk. Hey, none of us want the Alliance on us, Doctor. That's why you're here.
I thought I was here because you needed a medic.
Out on today.
Mal. Bad. In the Latin.
Shepherd Book?
Captain. How's the girl?
Still a little whimsical in the brain pan. Seems calm enough, though.
Mm-hmm. That young man's very brave.
Yeah. He's my hero.
Give up everything to free his sister from that place. Go from being a doctor on the central planets to hiding on the fringes of the system. There's not many would do that.
Suppose not.
There's not many would take him in either. Why did you?
Same reason I took you on board, Shepard. I need the bear.
There's neither of us can pay a tenth of what your crew makes on one of your jobs.
Are you referring to our perfectly legitimate business enterprises?
I'm wondering why. A man so anxious to fly under Alliance radar with Howe's known fugitives The Alliance had her in that institution for a purpose, whatever it was, and they will want her back. You're not overly fond of the boys, so why risk it?
Well, because it's the right thing to do.
Oh,
look at this.
Kaylee!
I begin to wonder if you yourself know why you're doing it.
Well, what about you, Shepard? How come you're flying about with us brigands? I mean, shouldn't you be off bringing religiosity to the Fuzzy Wuzzies or some such?
Oh, I got heathens of plenty right here.
If I'm your mission, Shepard, best give it up. You're welcome on my boat. God ain't. What the hell's that girl?
Do you want me to put it up?
No, that's okay.
You have such lovely hair. I'm sure the doctor would agree.
Who, Simon? Don't he's much too... I mean, I'm just... Do you think it looks better up?
We can experiment. We might even get wild later and wash your face.
You ever do this for your clients?
Very occasionally. Not all of them have enough hair to get a brush through.
Have you ever had to service a really hideous client with boils and the like?
A companion chooses her own clients. That's guild law. But physical appearance doesn't matter so terribly. You look for compatibility of spirit. There's an energy about a person that's difficult to hide. You try to feel that.
And then you try to feel the energy of their credit account. It has a sort of aura.
What did I say to you about barging into my shuttle?
That it was manly and impulsive?
Yes, precisely. Only the exact phrase I used was don't.
Well, you're holding my mechanic in thrall, and Kaylee, what the hell's going on in the engine room? Were there monkeys? Some terrifying space monkeys maybe got loose?
I had to rewire the grav thrust because somebody won't replace that crappy compression coil.
Well, get the place squared away. It's dangerous in there, and I ain't paying you to get your hair played out. We work before we play. You're servicing crew now?
In your lonely, pathetic dreams. What do you want?
We have a job.
Congratulations. This job wouldn't be on a decently civilized planet where I could screen some respectable clients, perhaps.
Respectable clients? That seems a contradiction.
Don't start.
There's, we haven't got a location yet. We'll be landing on a Skyplex in a bit. It's run by a fella called Niska.
Never heard of him.
Well, I have. And while we're there, you'll stay confined to the ship.
Is the petty criminal perchance ashamed to be riding with a companion?
Niska has a very unlovely rep. He's got work for me? Fine. But I don't... I'm not sure you'd be safe.
Well, if you're being a gentleman, I may die of shock.
Have you got time to do my hair?
Out.
He's fine. Crow, they can come in. Malcolm Reynolds is which?
I'm Captain Reynolds. My first mate Zoe. This is Jane.
Very nice. I am Adlai Niska. You have seen Crow. He loves to stand at the door to say boo.
We got word you might have a job for us.
Yes. Yes, an exciting job. A train. Here's something I need. You have worked the train before?
A bit of you.
Are you going to ask me what it is I need?
As a rule, no.
Yes, good. You have reputation. Malcolm Reynolds gets it done is the talk.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
You know what is reputation? Is people talking? Is gossip? I also have reputation, not so pleasant, I think you know. Crow.
Captain
Now for you, my reputation is not from gossip. You see this man, he does not do the job. I show you what I do with him, and now my reputation for you is fact, is solid. You do the train job for me, then you are solid. No more gossip.
Right.
Oh, you do not like I killed this man.
Oh, no, I'm sure he was a very bad person.
My wife's nephew. That dinner I'm getting here for. There is no way out of that. So, oh, the train job. Come in. Here in fifth car, two boxes. Alliance goods. You don't mind taking from Alliance, I think. From your reputation. You get on train at Hancock, headed for Paradiso. You take boxes off before you reach Paradiso and deliver to Crow here. Half money now, Crow give you other half at rendezvous point. Anything goes wrong, then your reputation only gossip, and things between us not so solid. Yes.
How long till we hit Paradiso?
Another 20 minutes. We should be in the foothills in 5.
Let's get to work.
He's a psycho, you know. Niska.
He's not the first psycho to hire us. Nor the last. You think there's a commentary on us?
I just have an image in my head of a guy hanging from the ceiling.
I got an image of it not being me. Let's do the thing.
Shepard.
Good day. So, how do you think it's going?
The caper? Mal knows what he's doing.
How long have you known him?
I've been on the ship 8 months now. I'm not certain I'll ever actually know the captain.
I'm surprised a respectable companion would sail with this crew.
Not always this sort of work. They take the jobs they can get, even legitimate ones. But the further you get away from the central planets, the harder things are, so this is part of it.
I wish I could help. I mean, I don't want to help. Not help, but not with the thieving, but I do feel awfully useless.
You could always pray they make it back safely.
I don't think the captain would much like me praying for him.
Don't tell him. I never do.
Sitting on this train?
It does concern us.
It kind of concerns me.
I mean, they're not protecting the goods. If they were, they wouldn't be letting people past them.
You don't think that changes the situation a bit?
I surely do. Makes it more fun.
Sir, I think you have a problem with your brain being missing.
Come on. We stick to the plan. We get the goods. We're back on Serenity before the train even reaches Paradiso. Only now we do it under the noses of 20 trained Alliance vets. And that makes him look all manner of stupid.
Now, this job I would pull for free.
And can I have your share?
No.
If you die, can I have your share?
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Doctor.
You really should just call me Simon.
Oh, I'll do that then.
So, what are we doing?
Oh, crime.
Crime? Good. Okay, crime.
It's a train heist. See, we fly over the train car, the captain and Zoe sneak in, we lower Jane onto the car, and they bundle up the booty, and we haul them all back up. Easy as lion.
We've done this before.
Hell no. But I think it's gonna work. The captain gen the shtian sai when it comes to plans.
Is there anything I can... Is something I should be doing?
Staying the hell out of everyone's way.
It's no call to be snappy, Jane.
Are you about to jump onto a moving train? Captain ain't around. I'm in charge.
Since when?
And just because Mal says your medic don't make you part of the crew. You just play figuring what's wrong with that moon brain sister of yours till we call for you. Dongma?
Right.
Shouldn't be so rude to him.
Why? Because he's all rich and fanciful?
He's not rich. The Alliance crashed his accounts when he snuck out his sister.
Yeah, well, we could all be rich if we handed her back.
You're not even thinking that.
Mal is.
That's not funny.
He ain't stupid. Why would he take on trouble like those two if there weren't no profit in it, huh? Captain's got a move he ain't made yet. You'll see. Time for some thrilling heroics.
This consortium better be good.
Are they gonna
be okay? Our man didn't get a look.
Well, geez, can someone find out what they took?
Penny! Keep those people together. Quiet them down.
The medicine, sir. All of the supplies.
Stole the guy ran medicine. And wait. All of it?
Every ounce.
Son of a bitch.
What's the fuss?
All network alert. Cargo theft. Medical shipment lifted off a train in the Georgia system en route to Paradiso.
6 crates of Pascalin D. Right. I'll get you a tidy fortune in the black market. Tag it received. Bounce it back. Locals can deal with it.
Sir, there is a regiment holding in Paradiso. They were on the train headed to the installation.
Then get them back on the train and get it moving. Who's holding them there?
The sheriff requested we deploy a few to help him investigate.
These are federal marshals, not local narcotic hounds. Got better things to do. So do we.
Oh, ram it. Let's get us moving.
No, I'm not finished.
Why you got us parked here? This ain't the Ghost of the Rendezvous spot.
It is now.
Niska's people are waiting. They're not partial to waiting.
Let them read a magazine. We don't make the sale until Mal and Zoe are back on the boat.
These are stone killers, little man. They ain't cuddly like me.
I'm not flying anywhere without my wife.
She'll be okay. She's with the captain.
There, you see? Everybody wins.
Ah!
Doc, I need a pop to quiet this pain, son.
All right, but what about the authorities?
We were sitting here with stolen Alliance goods. Won't they be looking for us?
Right, if they buzz this canyon, we'll hear them long before they ever see us. I figure we're good
Don't
for
stop.
Them.
They'll never stop. Just keep coming until they get back what you took. 2 by 2. Hands of blue. 2 by 2. Ants. Blue.
How's about you shut that crazy mouth? Is that a fun game? Now, I'm in rotten charge here, and I'm telling you how it works. We don't get the goods to Niska on time, he'll make meat pies out of a lot of us. I ain't walking into that.
This Adlai Niska you're talking about?
Now, how would a shepherd know a name like that?
As I've heard it, he made a deal with the captain. If the captain's not there to finish it, if Niska finds out he's being held and may speak as to who hired him, I think we're better off being a little late.
This is a nightmare.
Nothing points to us yet, sir.
That ain't what I'm talking about. Whatever happens, remember I love you.
Sir?
Because you're my wife.
Right. Sir. Honey.
Car 3, row 12, Mr. and Mrs. Raymond.
Can you tell us what's going on? We've been here for so long. Did someone on the train get killed?
No. Nothing like that. Says there your fare's paid for by a third party?
My uncle. It was a wedding gift.
Wedding gift.
Spending your honeymoon in Paradiso?
Actually, we're here looking for work.
Never.
My uncle said he knew Joey Bloggs out here. Said he might have an opening. Thought I'd try a lock.
You a miner by trade? Either of them?
Not really.
Haven't seen many folk choose this life, weren't born to it.
Well, work is real scarce for a couple just starting out.
How come there's so many sick here?
Bowden's malady. What's his?
Affliction of the bone and muscle. Degenerative.
Very. Every planet that's been terraformed for human life has its own little quirks. Turns out the air down underground mixed up with the ore processors.
with the Crest P forebodings. Everybody gets it. Miners, dumpers. Hell, I got it. I ain't ever set foot in a mine.
But it's treatable.
Well, there's medicine. Pascaline. She can live like a person. They get it regular. But our shipment got stole right off the train you was riding in, which is why you won't be seeing a parade in town today.
Stolen. Well, didn't I see an entire regiment of fine young Alliance Federals on the train?
You did. Same regiment let their medicine get swiped right out from under their noses, then took off for their own camp without so much as a whoopsie-daisy.
That sounds like the Alliance. Unite all the planets under one rule so that everybody can be interfered with or ignored equally.
Alliance ain't much use to us out here on the border planets. But they ain't the ones that stole the medicine. I ever find those people, they ain't ever going to see the inside of a jail. I'm just going to toss them in a mine, let them breathe deep for the rest of their lives.
Can't argue with that.
You mind telling me when it was you last spoke to Joey Bloggs?
Never did myself.
Right. Your uncle. It was indicated to you that Joey had an open.
Any job would do.
It's funny, your uncle never went to mentioning the Bowdoin's problem. Or that Joey Bloggs ate his own gun about 8 months back.
Did he?
Yep. Blew the back of his head right off.
So, would his job be open?
That's it. We waited long enough. Let's get this bird in the air.
No running way.
You really should sit down.
You can't just leave the captain and Zoe here.
They ain't coming. We can't walk in there and get them, so they're done. Let's fire it up.
What's going on?
Strap in. We're taking off.
We're not.
Captain, do the same for one of us.
Not in a million years.
Shut it.
Listen to me.
You know what the chain of command is? It's a chain I go get and beat you with till you understand who's in rotten command here. And we're finishing this deal. And then maybe we'll come back for those morons. Got themselves caught. You can't change that by getting all bendy.
All what?
Got the light on the console to keep you, lift you up. Oh, they shine like little angels.
Did he just go crazy and fall asleep?
I told him to sit down.
You doped him.
It was supposed to kick in a good deal sooner. I just didn't feel comfortable with him in charge. I hope that's all right.
So, how do we get the others?
Jane was right about them not making contact. Chances are they got pinched getting off that train.
We can't just waltz in and pull them out.
Someone respectable enough might be able to.
What the hell?
Don't you dare speak to me. Sheriff, I want this man bound by law at once. That's assuming he hasn't been already.
No one's been bound. Not yet.
Thank God you stopped them. Did you honestly think you could access my accounts and I wouldn't find you? And Zoe, what would your husband say if he knew you were here?
I was weak.
So I take it they ain't newlyweds.
Hardly. Malcolm's my indentured man. With 3 years left in his debt, I imagine we'll have to add another 6 months after this little adventure.
You'll have to pardon him. Don't think one of them's ever seen a registered companion before.
I apologize for my manner.
Not a bit.
Should I contact my ship? Do you need to hold them very much longer?
It looks to me like we're about done here. We had some unrelated trouble. His story had kind of an odor to it.
Yes. It's not the only thing about him that does. Thank you very much, Sheriff. Come along.
That's a hell of a lady.
Her files were all in order?
I ran them twice.
Let's get started with the rest then.
Hey, how'd it go?
She hit me.
We've tried to get him into the infirmary. He's just heavy.
Kept the engine running. We're good to go.
We're not going.
Not what? Not why?
We're bringing the cargo back.
What? What do you mean back? I waited for you guys.
What are you talking about? What about Nisha? Won't this put him in more or less a killing mood?
His others need this more.
Let's get it on the mule. My shuttle's faster.
You already risked enough flying in there once. And I don't want to get slapped around no more. As far as Niska goes, we'll just have to explain to him the job went south when we return the money.
You want to explain, now's your chance.
You didn't make the rendezvous.
Ran into a few complications.
You are thinking of taking Mr. Niska's money and his property, maybe.
Interestingly, neither.
I don't understand.
Yeah, look, here's what it is. Deal's off. We changed our minds.
You entered into an arrangement with Mr. Niska. There is no mind changing.
I'm afraid that's where you're wrong. We can't take this job, so you just relax. We'll get you all the money Niska gave us up front. You return it to him, and we'll call it even.
And there is no even.
Is that right? Shot.
I was aiming for his head.
We'll have to drag him from here. We can leave him just off the street. Notify the sheriff once we're in deep, deep space.
Why not tell him in person?
Word of a ship not far out. Came looking.
Didn't expect to find you coming back.
Didn't expect to be coming.
Nothing missing.
You were truthful back in town. These are tough times. A man can get a job. You might not look too close at what that job is. But a man learns all the details of a situation like ours. Well, then he has a choice.
I don't believe he does.
Let's get these crates back to town. Make yourselves useful.
Now, this is all the money Niska gave us in advance. You bring it back to him, tell him the job didn't work out. We're not thieves. But we are thieves. Point is, we're not taking what's his. Now, we'll stay out of his way as best we can from here on in. You explain, that's best for everyone, okay?
keep the money. Use it to buy a funeral. It doesn't matter where you go or how far you fly. I will hunt you down. And the last thing you see will be my blade.
Darn.
Now this is all the money Niska gave us in advance.
I'm good. Let's speak for everyone. I'm right there with you.
Should have let me do this sooner.
I have had plenty worse. It's just...
Ow!
Sorry.
Just be careful. Pretty fast thinking. To open up Jane. Can't say you made a lifetime friend.
I'll deal with him.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about you. How's your sister?
The same. In one moment she seems perfectly cogent. The next... she speaks nonsense. It's like a child. So difficult to diagnose. I mean, I still don't know what the government was trying to do with her. So I have no idea if they succeeded.
By two hands of blue. Two by two hands of blue.
Sorry to keep you waiting. There's always one crisis.
We're not interested.
We're here about a theft. A medicine on that planet. Word came up that was returned.
We didn't fly 86 million miles to track down a box of Band-Aids, Colonel.
We're looking for a girl. This girl.